A long time ago, there was a small band of cave people trying to survive in a harsh world. Their two best hunters, Grog and Zog, had been tracking prey together for years. Among the many things Grog and Zog had learned was that when they worked together, they were more likely to catch the meat that helped feed their band, and to get all sorts of adulation and affection as a result. One morning, Grog and Zog were out hunting when a bear ambushed them. Grog knew if he fled, he'd probably survive, but Zog would die. Zog knew if he bolted, he'd be the only good hunter left in the band, the thought of which saddened and terrified him. Whether or not they realized it, there was a decent chance they'd both survive if they both stayed and fought. For whatever reasons, they stood their ground together. Since two spears are better than one, they drove off the bear and lived to hunt again. And hunt they did. They used their imagination to think like a deer, employing that early form of empathy to find a big buck and then spear it. But soon after they hoisted the carcass onto their shoulders, a stranger appeared on their path. He was just one man, but he looked strong, and he had a club. Fresh from the bear incident, Grog and Zog played it safe, stuck together, and killed him before he could hurt them. As night fell, Grog and Zog returned to the cave to much drooling and cheering. The others danced and shouted and expressed their gratitude. Everyone ate as much as possible while they could. The old man of the clan, perhaps feeling left out, warned the others not to get too happy because the spirits could take everything away. After all, that had happened to the clan in the next valley. Their only reliable hunter had been hit by lightning, and the little band had perished that winter. Okay, back to modernity. The story you just heard is a simplified fusion of events that must have happened to our ancestors countless times, but it's something more. It's a parable that shows how and why our morality does not depend on religion. It illustrates how the roots, the baseline of human morality, evolved before and independent of modern religious faith. Imagine the events in the parable of Grog and Zog repeated hundreds, thousands, millions of times down through the generations. Think about which individuals lasted long enough to reproduce, which individuals reproduced more, and which types of bands were likely to survive over time. Hints would include intelligence, imagination, cooperation, nurturing, and trust in your teammates in the game of survival. So contrary to common belief, it's not just aggression, gluttony, selfishness, and xenophobia that come from nature. The good stuff has been bred into us, too. Nature has long been blamed for the Hobbesian, nasty, brutish, and short aspects of human life, but is only recently getting credit for the other traits that make us human and humane. The parable of Grog and Zog is vital today, even if most of us aren't wearing loincloths or carrying spears. Understanding that morality has natural roots would undercut the parochial but widespread assumption that the non-religious must be non-moral. It would also chip away at one of humanity's most persistent sources of division. And knowing that morality has natural roots could counteract the twisted, self-fulfilling, and institution-serving notion that a newborn baby is somehow a sinner. Apparently, our big ethical question isn't which faith must win out for us to live in peace, but which human traits are still desirable and which are counterproductive today. Believe it or not, I think most of us would agree on the answers, once we ask the right question. So, my brothers and sisters, go forth and spread the gospel of Grog and Zog. Given a wide audience and time, this reality-based story could help us all.